sitting in for Earl Ingram, the Earl Ingram Show. We've got Scott Williams here today.
Here I am.
We got some music from Connor Boston playing there. What did we just hear there, Connor? I'm interested in this.
That's one of the other artists that I work with. His name is Riss Rocket, and we produced that together.
Uh-huh.
He's singing on it. He's a really talented guy.
So, yeah. Well, and so we've been talking about complexity. We also talked about how it is that Aaron Rodgers is apparently resorting to psychedelics to solve for complexity. Is that what it is? Do you think he gets the playbook? He gets a whole new vantage point on the playbook when he's...
The quarterback position becomes easier when you can see the spiritual dimension when you line up under center. So for him, I think that's why he put together the MVP season. My only thing with the ayahuasca thing with 12 is, hey, Aaron, if you're listening... Which I know you're not, but if you are, hey, Donald Trump's in Waukesha today. Did you know that?
Yeah, I just heard
okay,
that.
Okay, we'll change lanes back to Aaron. But Aaron, if you're listening, I'm okay with the ayahuasca thing as long as you do it before the NFC Championship game as well, because it seems to have worked wonders on the regular season. So I'm just saying, don't break what's, don't fix what's not broken.
And yeah.
Just ride that groovy train all the way to the Super Bowl.
So I wonder, here we sit out in the studio in Waukesha, Scott, and now we just hear that Donald Trump is within just minutes of us, I suspect.
I know. I'd throw a shout out, but I don't think you're allowed to be obscene on the radio.
Please not.
No, I'm not going to be.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about it.
Yeah. So complexity.
Still thinking. One more second. It was a couple sentences.
You stifled it.
It was not two thumbs up. It was different. Here we go.
There. Okay.
Okay, I'm good. I'm done. Yeah,
all right. That's good.
That's for you, Donald.
Yeah. So, talking about complexity and the issues of today, Donald Trump, simple thing. Donald Trump is here. He's endorsing Tim Michaels. The public apparently might think that's important. I wonder if they should ask themselves why. Why would that be important? And what is it about the endorsement that could be important? Clearly, it's not important. But it is viewed as important by at least a portion of the electorate. And I wonder if they've really parsed through why in the world they think that's important and what the implications are of handing to Donald Trump something as important as him being able to anoint people for election. And what would the election of people that he anoints across the country, what would that mean to the country?
And doesn't that speak to the a flaw really of just the two-party system generally, though? I mean, where we've gone is with how polarized we are. Well, it's us versus them to the nth degree, and it doesn't matter. The only way we can pass laws in this country right now is if we have 100% party, towing the line.
Well, I think there's that, but also I think there are the people in this country who are worried about what it is that Donald Trump is up to. Why is it that he's trying so hard to, one, take over the Republican Party, and two, make sure that the people he wants to get elected. And he's worrying about election to offices that national politicians have never worried about before. So he's running around the country lobbying for people to get elected Secretary of State in Georgia, in Arizona, in all kinds of places. And of course, it's very clear why he's interested
in that. Well, it turns out that staying out of jail is extremely motivating for people.
Well, there's that too. And there's the...
Or at least being charged with...
Yes.
Some type of criminal... enterprise. I mean, I don't know what you call it. Whatever you want to say. I mean, the question now, if you've watched the hearings or at least seen the bullet list of things that were covered in each of the hearings, and now the cover up that is abundantly clear, the question is, that begs the question of, we talked about it yesterday briefly. Why? Why is all this information gone missing?
Well, yes. And so, it's clear that one of the reasons Trump is so highly motivated to be politically active now is to create the defense, sort of the sociological defense, the geopolitical defense, that it's a political witch hunt to chase him criminally.
And to be back with privilege. with the executive privilege.
Well, the executive privilege exists because he was an executive. It wouldn't exist because of his ongoing executive status.
But if he were to become the candidate, and then we shy away from any...
No, the privilege is there because of just attorney-client privilege, and it's a fundamental... And that's why, you know, there is complexities. The public is being fed information about, for instance, this trial ongoing and Cipollone and what is privileged. And there probably ought to be more education process through the information so that the public can better understand the issues that are being discussed. Instead, we get it discussed in sound bites, and so we don't quite understand the issues.
What is privilege then?
Well, privilege is what everyone is afforded when they talk to their attorney. When you go to an attorney and ask them for legal advice, you're entitled to ask for advice about anything that might be worrying you, and you're entitled to secrecy about that, because otherwise you won't talk to your lawyer. It's a little bit like the secrecy that's afforded you when you go to see your doctor.
But the president has, but the conversations between cabinet members and the president are also afforded privileges in a legal setting, correct?
Well, there's privilege afforded, certainly the conversations between the lawyer and the president. Then there is also privilege afforded with respect to executive privilege, which is a different kind of privilege. And the executive privilege is afforded to the president in the context of when he's in the president office, not when he's running for the presidential office. When he's sitting in the presidential office, he's entitled to ask his aides and those who advise him any question, and to get answers.
Is it literally geographic privilege then, or is it just in the conduct of president?
It's in the conduct of his presidency and in the conduct of his discussions with his aides about seeking advice about what he can do in the capacity as president. And so, do we have a caller?
Yes, we do. We have a CJ.
Okay, CJ. Well, what do you have to say today, CJ?
Well, thanks for taking my call to the Williams duo. Listening to you earlier, you were speaking about the press and the biases of it, because I believe there is biases. That's why I watch the number one news network, Fox News, for 25 years. They've been number one because they play both sides of issues. You don't just hear one side. But I'm so tired of this focus on January 6th when this president, and if we would have known about the truth of the Hunter Biden issue and the selling out to China, to the big guy, which is John Durham, special counsel, is finding out 30 subpoenas for that issue, but you folks never talk about that. Because I don't believe you want to know the truth. If people would have known about Hunter Biden, they say 10-15% would have voted the other way. I don't care about 2024 and President Trump, whether he runs right now or not. But this president, he's watching China buy up our farmland now in America.
That's been going on for decades, man. That's not new.
Well, CJ, let's slow down a little bit. You got a mouthful, several mouthfuls that you want to talk about, but I think we should parse it out into pieces. Number one, you complain about the news media being biased, and yet you listen to one news media, Fox. Now, that begs the question.
No, I watch them all.
Oh, you do watch them all. Okay, well, then you are.
All of them.
Well, it's hard to...
Wake up and watch Morning Joe.
Uh-huh.
That's where I start my day at 5 in the morning.
Okay.
And I watched that bias, where he's got a panel of a bunch of progressive liberal Democrats, and that's about it, and a couple of rhinos, maybe. So, okay, go ahead. So I don't watch just Fox. And Brett Baer, that is the news. That's truly a news journalist, Brett Baer.
Well, in any case, the news is presented to us. And any presenter of the news, when they parse it out to us, are simplifying it and explaining it to us, and that process of simplification necessarily is a strainer through which we receive bias. And of course, CJ, you have bias. And you know what? We all have bias.
We do.
And so that what we have to admit to ourselves is that the way we receive this information is suffers our own bias as well.
Yeah. And remember, number one doesn't equal true. Here we go. Yeah.
And I think we
for
have
25 years.
Yeah, whatever, man. Rankings are rankings.
Years.
Well, rankings are.
What is that?
They represent popularity. Yeah. Popularity doesn't represent truth.
Is there a Hunter Biden laptop story now?
Well, of course there is, and I think, and actually, you and I both know the Hunter Biden laptop story because it has been covered.
We should talk about Obama's suit color too. We should go back to that one.
No.
Oh, man.
Well, no, it's been. Of course, it's been covered. The question is what, you know. You have a question as to what's been done about.
It was buried before the election. Come on, you got to be truthful. At least be.
Sure, there's a story, man. There's a story. It's been out there.
No, the story. Well, I would agree with you that the news media generally is suspect, and the news media is suspect because of their need to obtain popularity and to pursue popularity.
Clickbait.
And clickbait is what is pursued, and so both
this
sides.
This president is selling out our country to China.
Right. Okay.
He's
well, let's
gonna watch Taiwan.
All right. Good talk.
Get run over. And thank God Nancy Pelosi's got bigger balls than he does.
On that note,
we're gonna go to break shortly, CJ. But in fact, we're going to break now.